Introduction. Quote, "My third child was thus deposited in a foundling home, just like the first two. And I did the same with the two following. I had five in all. This arrangement seemed to me so good, so sensible, so appropriate, that if I did not boast of it publicly, it was solely out of regard for their mother. In a word, I made no secret of my action, because, in fact, I saw no wrong in it. All things considered, I chose what was best for my children, or what I thought was best." And that's from Jean-Jacques Rousseau's Confessions. And my interjection, we must never forget that Plato not just recommended, but enjoined elites to abandonment. Only keep the best. Do not allow your fortune to be dispersed too widely, he recommended. This is a long, deep history we're exploring today. Continuing. A puzzle. This book began as the investigation of a mystery. And in writing it, I have tried to preserve some aspects of the mystery, both because I have not in the end entirely solved it, and because the context in which I originally gathered the material seems the most authentic framework for presenting it to others. While collecting information about early Christian sexual mores for a previous study, I came across the argument by several prominent theologians of the early church that men should not visit brothels or have recourse to prostitutes, because in doing so they might unwittingly commit incest with a child they had abandoned. How many fathers, asked Clement of Alexandria, forgetting the children they abandon, unknowingly have sexual relations with a son who is a prostitute, or a daughter become a harlot? Unquote. Quote again from Justin Martyr. Quote, "Those who use the services of prostitutes, Justin Martyr warned, may well commit incest with a child, a relative, or a sibling." Unquote. At first, I was stunned by how peculiar and oblique an argument this was against prostitution. But in the end, I found even more surprising the implication that the writer's contemporaries abandoned children so commonly that a given father was likely to encounter his own child in a brothel. Was this possible? Although the quote-unquote exposure of children was a part of the standard litany of Roman depravities, I had understood that they were left to die on hillsides. I never imagined that it was a widespread or common practice, and certainly had not thought that Christians abandoned babies. Indeed, I had been led to believe that Christians rescued such children. Was the warning predicated on a remote possibility, worth mentioning simply because it would be so dreadful if it happened? It would hardly work as an admonition, it would seem, if listeners did not believe it possible. If Christian fathers did not abandon their children, they would hardly be dissuaded from visiting brothels by the threat of incest. If children were abandoned in infancy by many couples, pagan or Christian, how would we know? Would they leave any sort of mark in the historical record? Would it be possible to obtain information which not only individuals but society as a whole might wish to hide? Criminals have an interest in disguising their activities. Apt way to describe power. Apologize, my interjection. But society usually has a counter interest in exposing them. Ditto. And the historian can often obtain information about them by consulting legal records. But what of something everyone wanted to hide? Obviously, the writers warning fathers against frequenting brothels expected that the children had been abandoned surreptitiously, and that neither parent nor child would recognize the other. This made sense to me. The point of abandoning a child, it would seem, would be to negate parental obligations. And in most societies, such ties are regarded as largely irrevocable. The only way to achieve such a break would be to avoid any public awareness of the relationship and hence of the abandonment. How then might one find out about it?